Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing fine today. I think we're all broadcasting. I'm turning off the sound here and a little video that runs in the beginning. Hey, it's been a week. I took off a week. Well, I had jury duty. So I want to talk about restarting because this is the 2 for Tuesday, 10Xing yourself. Talk a little about restarting. Some of the things I am doing to get restarted and things you have, the bumps and bruises that you go through this restart process. And I'll talk about jury duty. I have a lot of stuff related to jury duty that can apply to Agile and what we do as a team, as I will share them throughout the week. Didn't have anything for Metric Monday yesterday, but I'll have stuff for Metric Monday and then next week and everything like that. So 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. What do you do when you come back from a break, or you take a break, or you take a sabbatical? How do you get back into it? So I'm going to share that a little bit, my experiences, what I have done, and my thoughts on why it happened. To be honest with you, I want to share why I actually ended up taking a little short sabbatical, but really wasn't, but I'll talk about it. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hard to bring that value to your customer, and have a little fun along the way. And it's been a week. I had one of my people I coached, where you been? What have the jury duty suck you away to the universe? I'm like, yeah, kind of. I'll be honest with you, jury duty is very draining. Everyone thinks you can do stuff and you're trying to, and I had a criminal case, right? So it was a sexual assault case and everything like that. So it was a very interesting experience. Never been on a quote jury before. I've been called for jury service, but never actually been on a jury. And we ended up being in there for 4 days. So Friday was a wash because I was trying to catch up for all the stuff that I didn't get done for my business on Friday and kids and this and that and everything. So Friday was kind of a mess. The whole weekend was kind of a mess, to be honest with you. But everyone takes off for jury duty. What do you do? I mean, in the United States, it's part of your rights to have a jury trial, but also part of earning your rights, you have to participate, because if we as citizens don't participate in the jury, then no one can have a jury trial because there is no jury to pick from. So yeah, do it. Went and did it. I had to pay for it myself. I earned a whole $52 for 4 days of jury service. I mean, full days. I mean, seriously. Sometimes they had banker's hours or some kind of hours where they started late, but it was a long day. And now getting back into things, right? Getting that cadence back up. I'll be honest with you, I also experiment with some stuff that trying new things, activities that I want to do, doing my goals. I thought I was going to write my goals during duty. I thought I was going to read books and all that. Yeah, it didn't happen. I think there's one or two days that I was able to read a book, like the first day, where they're trying to pick the juries and maybe during a lunch break or something. It was not a profitable thing, but you know what? It's part of what we do. So my struggle has been getting back into the groove. I didn't do it Friday, even though I didn't have jury duty on Friday, just didn't get back in the groove. And then, you know, beating myself up. Don't beat yourself up for not getting right back into things when you come back from a break. Don't beat yourself up. Ain't worth it. You'll get there, but you got to start somewhere. So let's see. Should I give you 5 things that I have done to get me back into the groove of starting? A couple of things about exercise, a couple of things about health, a couple of things about what you got to do, and some things you just got to do. So this is why we talk about 10X. Everyone's going to take a break, and you develop a cadence, and you get all this stuff. Even in the scrum teams, you have this problem. You have people come on board after they come back. You're a coach. You're a scrum master. Teammates come back from a week. You should have a conversation with them. I really do believe it would be helpful. I don't do it enough, to be honest with you. I should do it. But let them know, hey, you know, work your way in it. Don't go crazy. Don't stress yourself out. I mean, the whole purpose of the vacation was to de-stress. So why do you want to up your stress higher than you were when you left? So a couple 5 things. I'm going to give you 5 things that I've done to get back into it. 1, drinking water. Get hydrated, do whatever. I'm actually starting a thing where I'm drinking lemon juice water Eddie and I went to the Italian market, and apparently I have to drive him to camp because he's late. Your sister's not here, is she? Do you want to say hi? No, it's a camera. No. Okay. He doesn't want to say hi. So we got to go through this. And then I got to apparently take him to camp because is your sister not awake yet? Is she down? She's supposed to walk you to camp. This is live. I know. Well, I got to finish the show. I thought you were gone. I thought he was gone, but no, he's still here. He hasn't left the building yet. Elvis has not left the building. Elvis is still here. Gotta love this life stuff. Anyway, so five things. One, drink some fluids, because I don't know where we were stuck in an office for three days straight. Couldn't get out of the office when we started deliberating. So it was like Wednesday, Thursday. We were stuck there. And I'll talk about it. The other reason why I didn't come on board here. They gave us strict instructions. Do not share anything on social media. And I know if I went on here in a podcast and YouTube, I would be sharing stuff from the event. So I'm going to be sharing stuff, but I didn't want to risk. Why do I want to get fined for talking about something? It's not my thing. So I didn't go on the podcast and all that for my own good, to be honest with you. Sometimes you got to pull back. So let's get back. Coming back from a break, five things. One, hydrate, because I got dehydrated. Two, eat a little healthier. Eat some more fruit. Eat some more whatever. Try to eat healthier, because I tell you one thing, you're out and eating junk food, and it's not going to be happy. So those are two things from that perspective. A third thing is get back into waking up early as soon as possible. Getting up. I get up at 5. Getting into that habit of getting up early and getting a little exercise. Still walk Jerry. Still had to walk Jerry while we were out. Still had to do all that. One of the things, so I got that. So we got like eating and drinking well, drink some water, eat some healthy food, not the junk food. Getting up early, taking the walk, getting the energy is two. Three, start jotting down your goals. Like I talk about the goals, get back into the gear of what your goals are to achieve. Because really when I was doing jury duty, I knew I wasn't going to be able to do anything. So I didn't bother writing my goals during that period just because nothing was going to get done. And it would just frustrate the crap out of me. Excuse my French, but definitely. So we got eat healthy, get up, do a little exercise, write your goals down, get back into it. So when you're getting into it, get back into the groove, back to your cadences, get practice. It takes a little while. So just be careful too. Like today, I was doing I had a new client working on the website, doing some coding for them and stuff like that. So I kind of got that client. That was a topper. So I was on jury duty and I started up a new client at the same time. It was a double whammy, definitely stressed. So the other thing is get used to it, get back into the groove, because all my settings were changed. Everything done for this show were off. So I had to go reset everything. Be realistic when you get going. But you know what? Even if you don't have everything planned, get into it. Get back into it. Get back into your daily scrum. Get back to do your sprint planning. Get back into your coding. Whatever it is, just dive down into it. Give yourself an hour or two. Put it in your calendar, right? So make that time in your calendar to have it done. So what do we say? One, hydrate and drink healthy. Best way to get back into group, because you're eating all that junk food and it's good stuff, but you can't live off that. To get up early, get back on your early morning rising. Three, get out there and exercise. Four, don't kill the boy. He's over there right now. Looking at me, give me stress. All right, he's giving me stress. Get your schedule back going, take it easy, and then the fifth one. I think I just totally obliterated this whole thing, but the last one is get back into it. Don't stress yourself out. Give yourself some time. Put it in your calendar. Physically put it in your calendar. Do stuff that you want to do.
so that you can, oh, there was one about doing your goals. Go back to doing your goals because that helps you 10x what you want to do, like I said. So I got eating and drinking well, getting up early, do a little physical education, break the bones when you're sitting there, haven't done any exercise, stuck in a jury room for a week, not getting any exercise done. Four, write your goals, get back into what is my goals for the week? What's my goal for the day? How am I going to get there? And then the fifth one, get back into it. Just do it. Don't hesitate. Do I have everything perfect? No, it's not going to be perfect. You know how you're going to find out? Because you got back in. It'll come back to you in that way. So I wanted to share that with you after being off for a week. I'm going to be back on, do some more bubble shows. We did do one bubble show last week, but I think we only have like six more bubble episodes left to go. So we'll put them up there and work on our new topic. So with that, I want to wish you all the best. Remember, everyone needs to take a break, but don't stress yourself out when you come back from taking a break. Take it easy, you know, eat better, drink water, hydrate yourself, get a little exercise, start getting up early again in the mornings, do your goals, and get back into it, right? Those are the things you can do. With that, I say have a great day. Happy scrumming. We'll see you tomorrow. More to come on my jury duty service and how I saw agile and not agile going on in the activities part of jury duty. So with that, take care. Have a great day and see ya.